For the past 2 years, the state's Republican Party has been marred by infighting and poor finances. Earlier this year, the Michigan GOP voted out Christina Caramo as chair and voted in former Congressman Pete Hoekstra to lead the state party. The whole matter had to be settled in court, but there's still a faction loyal to Caramo. Hoekstra tells WDET's Russ McNamara that there are plenty of people in the state's Republican Party ready to get to work.
We're definitely on the rebound. We went through some tough times in 2023, but the party has elected new leadership, and grassroots people in the Republican Party across the state are responding very favorably.
Yeah, how's the money situation?
The money is tough. Money's always tough, and you've got a lot of folks asking for money right now, especially when you've got a presidential race, you've got a Senate race, you've got, you know, at least four competitive House races. You've got the State House, you've got Supreme Court, and then you've got the MIGOP. So there's lots of folks out there asking, but the overall investment into November, into being successful in November, is going great. That doesn't mean the money's coming through the MIGOP. It just means that there's lots of folks investing, some investing in the MIGOP, others investing in independent organizations that we're going to coordinate and work with, that we will have a very, very strong effort going into November.
Is there a priority where you would like to see the money go for those races? Because you mentioned, you know, a couple of the congressional races are pretty tight. Senate, of course, is huge. And then you've got a real possibility of taking back the House or the Senate in the Michigan legislature.
It won't be the Senate. It will be the House. The Senate's not up this year.
No, that's right.
So we can take back the State House. So I think that's kind of like the number one priority that everybody has because that can fundamentally change the politics in the state of Michigan. But then we also recognize, hey, well, we think we can win the electoral votes for Donald Trump in this election from the state of Michigan. And if the top of the ticket does well, that's going to help all of the other races. It's probably, you know, tactically narrowly focused on the State House. And then at a 30,000 level, just driving overall Republican turnout by driving it for our presidential candidate.
Yeah, this is the third presidential election with Donald Trump as the presumptive nominee. He's essentially the driving force within the party. Is there worry about growing fatigue there within the Republican Party?
I don't think so. If you look at both of the candidates, they're both well known. They've both been around, either in the private sector or in the political sector for a long time. If there's fatigue with one, there'd be fatigue for both. It is what it is. It's going to be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Two very, very different visions for the future of where the country is headed. The American people will be choosing between, yes, the personalities of Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but more importantly, the different policies that both of them are going to be putting forward.
Polling has suggested that Trump has made some inroads within the African-American and Arab-American communities, specifically among Chaldeans. What do your get-out-the-vote efforts look like in majority Black and Arab areas look like?
Well, it's not going to only be a get-out-the-vote effort. It's going to begin very soon. The effort will be to educate these communities as to what the difference is for them between a Republican agenda and a Democratic agenda. Hmm. You know, a lot of these folks, the other community we're talking to, and we're going to reach out to is our union households, the UAW. Hmm. We think that in these communities, we have an opportunity to significantly increase voter turnout for the Republican ticket. These are folks who are getting hammered by inflation. These are individuals that are in fear of their jobs because of this almost religious passion that Joe Biden and Gretchen Whitmer have for electric vehicles, which really threatens the jobs of a lot of automobile industry workers in the state of Michigan. They're concerned about their security with what's happening on the southern border. These are issues that, you know, cross over all of these different groups. So we're going to be talking about the issues and those types of things beginning very soon, and we already are, obviously. So it's not just going to be a get out the vote effort. We've got to educate voters, and then we've got to go ask them for their vote. It's a two-step process.
That's Michigan Republican Party Chair Pete Hoekstra. He spoke with WDET's Russ McNamara. Also, Hoekstra says he is still working to get things like email lists and a functioning website back up and running following his takeover of the party after being denied access by Karamo and her supporters.